Today's episode, Mary Austin. Famous American writer Mary Austin set many of her early stories and novels in the desert in small towns along the eastern slope of the Sierra Nevada Mountains, where she lived from 1891 to 1906. During that time, Austin wrote her best-known work, The Land of Little Rain. This masterpiece of American literature is a collection of short stories about the landscape and the people that inhabit it, from the Owens Valley east to Death Valley, and on into the Mojave Desert. Born in Illinois in 1868, Austin was 10 when her father died, leaving a mother who offered her no emotional support. Austin's lonely childhood forced her attention and imagination inward to a presence she later named Beauty in the Wild, yearning to be made human. When Austin was 20, she moved to the Central Valley of California, where for a time she taught school. She married Stanford Austin and eventually moved to the Owens Valley, where they built a home on Market Street in Independence. The home, located just a few blocks west of El Camino Sierra, is still lived in and honored by a state California historical marker. Land of Little Rain was first published in 1903 and was followed by four more literary pieces in the next 6 years. Austin continued writing about the desert, emphasizing the ongoing struggle between the land and the people who inhabit it. Mary Austin was an early feminist, with many of the characters in her works being women coming to terms with lives controlled by men. The success of Land of Little Rain brought Austin to the attention of such writers as George Sterling and Jack London. In 1906, she left the Owens Valley, traveling to Carmel and later to New York and Europe. As she met feminist activists like Charlotte Gilman and Emma Goodman, her writing took on an even greater social and feminist theme. Austin eventually settled in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where she continued her interest in cultural anthropology of indigenous people, including collaborating with photographer Ansel Adams on the book Taos Pueblo. The time Austin spent in the magical Eastern Sierra inspired her in ways that stayed with her for the remainder of her years. Just the same as most all of us who are fortunate to spend time here along El Camino Sierra.